Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. I hope you're all doing well. I am kind of in a funny mind frame, or rather headspace, right now because a lot of people are like getting amped up and I'm almost in two ends of the spectrum at once because yes, I am getting so excited for the end of the year. However, I'm also kind of closing down and starting up all at the same time, and that is what this episode is going to be about. My year, as I've said multiple times, however, have not explained, is that my year works differently to your typical calendar year. It's still, yes, the full 12 months, but every 3 months kind of has a specific focus point. So that's what we're getting into right now. The breakdown of my year and what's about to happen in the next few weeks. This is literally the last podcast for November, and this is where the party season begins. It's Christmas time, trees are going up, all sorts of things are starting to brew, and there's the simmering underneath the surface of, ooh, the good times are coming. Everyone is planning their end of year function if they have a workplace thing going on. Some people have end of year family functions. You know, depending on how you celebrate or don't celebrate Christmas, there's things around that. I do know different family members celebrated like a Christmas Eve dinner. So on the 24th, they'll have like a supper together. We are a Christmas lunch kind of family. So on Christmas lunchtime, that's our main celebration time. And then other people have Christmas dinner. So on the 25th, the evening is when they have their big thing. And that's just those parties around Christmas and how that's celebrated. However, there's a lot of before and after when it comes to that. So functions for work usually happens then. We have one in the discussion, but I've already sort of half declined because we aren't, as a family, going to any events. Next year we'll think about it, but for the most part, like, we go out, we get our shopping done, and we come back. Just to be on the safe side, because there are talks about certain parts of our country currently being hotspots, to the point that they are actually wanting to reconsider locking down certain sections of the country because of the spread of COVID increasing. So that is something we are very mindful of, as we are living in one of the hotspots. So we're trying to keep everything just as safe and as sanitary as possible. But a lot of work functions are currently going on, and that can be an excitement, especially if you are working in a bigger industry and have a bigger, you know, workforce, if you could put it like that, where you have a lot of friends within your work and you do enjoy socializing with them. So that can be exciting. A lot of the times, December, especially the beginning, can be a bit of a build-up because it's like, oh, you just need to finish up work. School closes on this day, work closes on that day. These are the plans for the month. And I am in a state of, like I said at the beginning, different places all at once, because on one end, November is my last month of my year, so to speak, because November is when I wrap up everything. So all my goals need to be achieved by then. If not, that's fine. I will reassess a lot of things in life, and I found I've actually started having a lot of epiphanies already, which is something I'll get to later. But for the most part, November is like my end of year. Like, end of year, I am done with the world on the last day of November. December is what starts my relaxation mode. So December, I'm hyped up for Christmas. I have been since November. The excitement of that has always just elevated me, so to speak, mentally. So I've got that simmering going on inside. I've got the eagerness. I'm there. Black Friday happened. I've bought my presents. They wrapped and hidden. I'm excited. Like, I've got that hidden vibe going on already for Christmas and holidays and celebrating, and that's what I love. But in terms of the actual year, December is like December is like the Friday of my life for that year. So it's, yeah, I'm still doing a bit of work, but there's that excitement to just go and relax. December, January, and February are like my weekend of my year, if I can put it that way, if that makes more sense, where I will kind of slow down, chill, do a lot more internal work for those 3 months. And as you can understand, you know, from March to November is my working week of the year. So I do a lot more things then. But for those 3 months, I kind of just focus on rebuilding, reassessing, and just reimagining what I want in life. Because a lot of times we don't take time to actually look at what we want. And reassessing, especially in a time where everything is quiet, can help so much. Like I said, a lot of epiphanies have already started happening because I've sort of closed a chapter of my year already. Like, what have I achieved? What have I not? What has happened? What hasn't happened? Like, a lot of things like that have come to the forefront. And looking back, I can make better decisions going forward, which is why I actually enjoy it a lot. And especially because things tend to kind of get a bit hectic, especially at work. Everyone's rushing to get things done. Everyone wants things done as soon as possible. I've already gotten so many rush orders because it's like, no, we're closing in 2 weeks, we need these things urgently. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on that can get in your way, so it's good to always just make time now, especially if you want to ingrain it for later, to get those things in now. So I do understand that December is a whole month in and of itself and it still needs to be lived, but in terms of goals, I kind of cut off at November and spend December very generally reflecting on a lot of those things, which is what I always find very fun to do, especially because with December you basically work half a month and the other half you kind of just take a chill. So it's always easy to look at your habits and routines, which we know I'm kind of obsessed with, and maybe even just experiment a little bit with that, where you can monitor yourself a bit more. During the year, there's so many things happening, and when you know you're gonna have it easy, sometimes it's best to push more in terms of your personal life and do more things for yourself, especially now that you have the time. And trying out new routines or new ways of doing things can be done in this month, so that there is that, yes, it's December vibes and it's holidays, but you also have that extra time for yourself, and now's the time to grab it and run. So that's December. January is figuring out the me time and the things I want to do, and also just ease into the next year. So January is generally new year, new me. However, December's lessons usually come into play in January, because I tend to figure out, like, okay, what didn't work, what did work. And I already have those things written down because of all the introspection in December. And this is now incorporated into January. You know, what am I cutting off? What am I leaving behind? What am I starting up? What am I continuing? All those things are happening generally in January. And I also spend a lot of time catching up on my TV series and movies that I miss, because Feb comes along, my brother and I usually watch a movie for my birthday. It's usually a Marvel movie because they come out that time and I'm always excited. But Jan is when I kind of catch up on all the backlog of ones that I've missed or I've been meaning to get to. Because I'm honestly terrible. We know this. I am terrible at watching series. So I have to literally work it into my schedule. As weird as it sounds, make a habit of watching it, because I don't do well with binging things. Making time to watch an episode or two a day or once every 2 days is hard for me for some reason. But I've definitely made it part and parcel of my January, and then whatever else I watch throughout the year is just like a bonus. So that is nice. Feb comes along and it's not only a month of love, but it's my birthday month, so I'm just feeling all the vibes. And as someone who is a hopeless romantic and loves love, I tend to spend a lot of this month on self-care. And I also use it as an excuse to kind of spoil myself on everything that I didn't get for Christmas and just kind of buy it now. That's the one thing I definitely love. And that ends those first 3 months, so to speak, of my year, where it's done a lot of reflection, internal work, and kind of figuring out, okay, recalibrate and, you know, reroute your life kind of a thing, where you've looked at the past in December, you've seen where you want to go, and Feb is kind of the month to ready, set, go towards what you actually want. And by then, I've already set my goals. I look back what I didn't achieve, what I did achieve, set my new goals for the year, and from March onwards, I execute it. March is also the beginning of a financial year, not only for myself, but for our country. So our financial year runs from 1st of March 1 year to the end of Feb the next year. It's also very, very fun because my birthday is like the end of Feb, meaning end of Feb, cut off all finances, cut off all my old age nonsense, and start a new year, start a new age, start a new financial slate. So there's a lot of new beginnings in Feb, which is why I kind of like it and do it that way. March, I have my budget planned. I assess as I go along. I've reworked my budget probably several times by then based on the previous year and spending and things. And I know for a fact I went way overboard on my Black Friday gifts. Yes, I stayed within budget, but I did kind of push the envelope in terms of my budget because I knew I had a bit of a windfall because of, like, COVID, we all know, has had different effects. For me, I've saved a lot in petrol because I didn't have to drive up and down. So I did have a bit of an extra buffer when it came to finances, and I did push the envelope with that budget. Definitely need to make a plan for that for next year. Readjusting things as you go along is always a good idea. And looking back on the past can help you plan for the future. And when it comes to budgeting, it is key. Especially for me, because I tend to go overboard when it comes to buying gifts. I enjoy it so much because I'm a very giving person. It sounds like a weird thing to say, but I've had to learn to just acknowledge it and accept it and move on. I tend to give a lot, not only of myself emotionally and physically, but like giftly, if I can put it that way, that even is a word. I like to go above and beyond with gifts, especially if it's something I know someone loves. So I do genuinely enjoy that. And sometimes I go over budget. So taking that definitely into account for next year. And once I've literally started on March and rolling through every 3 months, is from March to May is basically the same thing, where I just focus on my goal that I want to achieve. At the end of May, I look through my goals, see what worked, see what didn't, set my priorities for the next 3 months, meaning from June till August, I'm focusing on the next few goals that I want to achieve. And then from September to November is when I push my hardest to try and get all my goals done and achieved, and then kind of just reflect at the end of November. That is basically how my year works. 3 months at a time, 9 months on, 3 months off, and that is a balance that has worked well for me, because I know December, you're like fried, you're done, you are just finished. January comes around and you're just lazy because you've been off for a while, and then by February you actually like start getting back into the vibe of work, and then you can slay from March onwards. And that's worked for me, and I thoroughly enjoy that, and I've learned to roll with the punches, yes, but also make it work even better for myself by breaking my goals down into 3 months for each one, by being able to really push my relaxation and even, yes, slack off to a certain extent. But in that slacking off, I'm actually doing a lot of self-care, a lot of introspection, a lot of things we tend to push to the side, which is why I wanted to emphasize those things in my mental health series, because taking care of yourself is something you need to do. No one else will do it for you. And that's a hard lesson I've had to learn, and I've definitely started doing that, especially since my hospital stay. No one was going to do things for me. I needed to take care of myself and my health, and that has been the biggest game changer for me. Wrapping up my year is always an interesting thing because of the reflection, and this year has been one of the most difficult years to get through, not only because of COVID, but for me personally because of having to adjust to a new job, a new way of doing things, then working from home, and just so many personal things as well. On top of this podcast as well, which I keep forgetting I'm actually doing. There's a lot of things that we tend to miss out on or even just overlook. And wrapping up your end of year at a different time can actually make you reassess and be like, wow, I actually did good. Which is something we all need to do. And you need to find the best time for you. For me, it's November. For you, it could be January with everyone else. New year, new me. It could even just be your birthday that you do it. But it's always a good idea to just look back. Because if you don't look back, you won't know what you did. And you can't move forward. That basically wraps up this episode. I basically, like I said, work for 9 months, take 3 months off. And even in those off months, I'm still working on myself. Because I think we can always just improve. It's that constant need to search for perfection. I don't know where I either read it or I wrote it down when I thought of it, but this need to be constantly striving for this unachievable perfection is what I like to call it. where you know you will never be perfect, but the pursuit of it is admirable because you are constantly trying to be a better person. And that, I think, is the one thing we need to always do. Try and be better human beings. And when you think you've achieved it, great. You think you've done everything that you could, and that is amazing, because a lot of people are berating themselves constantly, having such negative self-talk. And I used to be one of those people. I actually heard someone say something, you know, I'm so stupid about this. And I just like flinched. Like I physically just like, how dare you say that about yourself? Yet, you know, years ago, I used to say the same thing. And that just showed myself how far I've come. And I was actually so proud of it, because I have come such a long way. And I think to anyone who is improving themselves, it's an admirable thing to do, because it's not easy. You know, staying in your little box and being comfortable with being uncomfortable is easy. Trying to break that box and move forward and be better is one of the hardest things you can do, especially because it's something you're doing alone. And that is, it's like, I'm so proud of you for doing that. No matter who you are, no matter what you are doing, be proud that you are trying to be better, because it's very easy to be worse. That just went, these things always just end up going sideways. I'm so sorry. To the point though, if things aren't working out for you, don't be upset, you know? Look at it. Why isn't it working out for you? Do you realize maybe it's something you didn't truly want? You were doing it because it was like an in thing to be doing? Were you not happy with your results? Like, what is it? And there's no shame in just scrapping something because it's not working for you. That is actually the best thing you can do, because forcing yourself to do it is just going to make you miserable. So don't. Do what you do and go for it. So the song of this week is Celebration by Kool and the Gang. It's got such a funky tone that I thought, this is what we need. I was going to save it for the New Year's episode, but no, I'm slotting it in here because this is like my New Year's. Celebration by Kool and the Gang. It's such a vibe. Like everyone is going crazy over Christmas songs. Not going to lie, I've already played a few, but this song is just the best thing ever. That brings me to the end of this episode. Few things to note. Next month is going to get very festive in terms of the way the podcast is going to sound. I'm changing up my intro, my outro, and my background music. So if it gets a bit different, don't freak out. Just roll with it. I'm also definitely going to be posting more on my Instagram account for December. I've got daily openings of my advent calendar that I've got, and I definitely plan on posting more. I already have. So you can check that out. I will leave links in the detailed box below and you can go follow me there. Enjoy, and I hope you stay well and stay safe and make this last month of the year amazing. Love you. Bye.